Hi everyone, I'm Ann Thomas, and welcome to Women Who Lead. My special guest today is Michigan State Police Captain Monica Yesh. Monica is one of 12 women nominated by our WJR family of listeners as a woman in the Great Lakes area making a difference. Monica, congratulations and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me on your show and being nominated.
What an interesting job you have. Talk to us a little bit about how you got into becoming involved with the state police, Monica.
Well, from the time I was young, I always wanted to be a police officer. And a lot of people say that, but I truly mean that. My father was a firefighter. I was around police officers. I saw what they did, how they helped people, and I wanted to help people. And as I got a little older, I had some contacts with the Michigan State Police where I grew up, and they were extremely professional, and they always seemed to make events or issues escalate. So I chose the state police as my career.
So when you first said to your family, you know what, I want to do, you know, kind of like what Dad does or what some other family members are involved in, what did they say to you?
Well, my mother first said, I would like you to be a teacher or a nurse. She did not want me to go into police work at all. And my father, of course, was extremely supportive. He thought that was a great career opportunity for me. And then as I got older and my mom realized that I was going to end up being a police officer, she accepted it. And now she's an extremely proud parent and talks about me to her friends. So she must have learned to accept it.
What kind of training did you have to go through?
We went through 18 weeks of recruit school at the State Police Academy in Lansing. It was a Sunday night through Friday night. You didn't go home. We participated in physical training in the morning, defensive tactics, boxing. We had swimming, first aid. We learned how to shoot a weapon. It was the first time I'd ever shot a gun. We also had a lot of academic work that we had to maintain a certain grade point average. So for about 18 weeks, you went through that, and then you became a trooper, and you were on probation for your first year.
And it sounds to me like you have risen through the ranks. How has that happened for you?
Well, sometimes I think you're in the right place at the right time. I also think I work extremely hard to do extremely well at what I do. I think that as a female and a woman, as I've always believed, you have to prove yourself within each rank or wherever you're at. So hopefully I've been able to prove myself and have been rewarded for that.
In your nomination form, one of the things we found interesting and one of the reasons we picked you is because they said she likes to get things done, she motivates others, and sees results. Do you see yourself doing that? I mean, is that kind of when you get up every day, say to yourself, okay, I want this, 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 and this done? Do you make a list, or how do you go about your daily work, Monica?
Well, I do have a list. A lot of friends and a lot of my coworkers pick on me because I have a couple of lists. But I'm extremely conscientious about making sure that we get work done. I'm not the type of person to sit around and wait for it to get done. If it needs to be done, we'll get it done. If I need to do it, I'll do it. If it needs to be done by someone else, I'll ensure that they get it done. And I've just kind of lived by that motto.
It's my understanding that you are playing a big role in the reorganization of the state police. Can you talk to us a little bit about that, how you're doing that?
Well, I am working with some of our local police chiefs in finding some locations for our detachments. As the public may or may not be aware, we are closing a couple of posts in the Detroit metro area, and we will be locating out of the Oak Park post, but we will have some detachments, and I'm working with several police agencies to open those detachments.
Now, it's also my understanding that people say you're a lot of fun to work with. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, how you get the job done, but yet you do it in a nice way?
Well, I treat people the way I want to be treated. And sometimes when you tell people to treat them the way you want to be treated, they sometimes maybe they don't like to be treated as well, so they don't treat their people as well. I like being treated well, so I treat the people around me well. I try to not take life too seriously. There are sometimes you have events where you have to be extremely serious, and there are sometimes where you can probably make it a little lighthearted so that everybody can get through the day, especially if there's a lot of stress going on, a lot of deadlines. Sometimes it's nice just to be able to smile and get through the day.
Is the police force still a male-dominated career? Can you talk a little bit about that, male versus female?
I think it is. Many times I go to the chief's meetings in Southeast Michigan or in other places in the state, and I'm only one of two or three women in the room, and you'll have 50, 60 men sitting in the room. I do believe, though, most people are accepting of women in our role, and as I've spent 24 years in the Michigan State Police, and I've seen it progress. There are still some holdouts, but I think that, generally speaking, people are accepting of our role in law enforcement.
When you first went for training and you walked into the room, did you get some unusual looks?
I will say, when I first went to training, we had 58 recruits in our recruit school, and 26 were women, and that was a kind of a high ratio, so I didn't really get a lot of looks then.
What is it about police work that really fascinates you?
I think it's the ability to help people, and I say that in that you can help people in a variety of ways. You can stop and help them change a tire. You can find the person who broke into their house and arrest them. You can take drunk drivers off the street so that they don't hurt other people. But I think it's the ability to help others that kind of drew me to this career.
And what about future plans? What do you see yourself doing in 10 years?
Well, in 10 years, I'm not really sure. I could be retired. I don't anticipate that. Once I leave law enforcement, what I think I would like to do is teach. I'd like to teach others some of the lessons that I've learned through life, and I think that would be rewarding for me.
And what are some of the key lessons that, you know, are important to you that you would like to pass on to other people?
I guess one of the key lessons I've learned through life is to be persistent. And if you want something bad enough, you go after it. And sometimes you're going to have challenges along the way, but you just kind of forge forward and get through those challenges. That's probably one of the most important things I've learned. I think another thing is not to take life too serious, because just when you think you got it all under control, something happens and kind of knocks you back down. So it kind of keeps you in your perspective.
Oh, that's great advice. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today, Monica.
I appreciate you interviewing me and nominating me. Thank you.
Special thanks and congratulations to Michigan State Police Captain Monica Yush. I'm Ann Thomas. Join me next time for Women Who Lead on WJR.com.